It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Hueva, buenos dias.
Ah, the last Wednesday of the month.
You know what that means. Or maybe you don't.
Well, they might not, but we do. We have our final women's small business joining us this morning on the show. I learned about this business from a very good friend of mine, and I am inspired by this female.
Bert.
She is a, excuse my language, badass, okay?
Excuse my French.
And you will learn all about her.
Très bien.
I think you'll get a kick out of her too, DZ.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. And maybe you'll know where we're going from there.
Maybe you don't, but you're going to find out.
Women's Small Business Month, your chance, I don't know if it's still up on the website, but we are giving away free advertising at 1037kissfm.com.
Y'all should go find out.
Yeah, so that's happening around 8 o'clock this morning after we give away those tickets to hang out with Macaulay Culkin at the Miller High Life Theater.
A little nostalgic, intimate night.
But let's start the show how we always do. Stop it. How we always do.
What's up?
He's making fun of me because I kept saying intimate instead of nostalgic.
I'm not making fun of you.
I don't know why I said intimate. I don't know where
I wish
came
we would have left it intimate. I liked intimate better than nostalgic.
You know what? Forget it. Hit the question of the day. I don't need this. It's in my life.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, the question of the day. When is the last time you tried something new? And this inspired me because yesterday we went off at the end of the show about trying new stuff.
Yeah.
You, for the first time, looked at schools, like real schools. Sammy's going to be in, he's going to be 4 next year. I can't even believe this.
Yeah, no, it's wild. It's go time, right? Ugh. So we're going to need to get him in school because the next one's not far behind. Going to have a 1-year-old soon enough, but school.
Tours, new thing for you.
New thing. And it even inspired me to do something newer.
Oh.
I did something even newer after the show.
Excuse me.
So many new things.
What was it?
Peep this. I went over, shout out Harbor Freight. I'd never been in there before.
Never been in there either, but I get their ads all the time in the mail.
Same. First time going to Harbor Freight, I'm in love.
Stop.
Dog.
It. Wait, where is that place?
They got a few. I went to the one over in like Brookfield-ish area.
What's
right?
The vibe when you walk in?
I don't know, but the vibe is I wanted to buy something out of every aisle. I walked out of there with a hydraulic 10-ton wood splitter.
What the?
You heard me. Why do I need one? For no reason except to just chop wood that I've got at home, but I needed a hydraulic 10-ton wood splitter.
Is it like a Fleet Farm?
But cheaper.
Is it like a Menards?
But cheaper.
What? Oh, I thought it had furniture.
No.
Really? Why did I think furniture at this place? Because of the ads I got.
Hey, listen,
so random.
And this is not an ad, but bruh.
It's not an ad. I really didn't know these. Interesting.
I went to Harbor Freight for the first time, and I walked out with a very handy dandy useful tool.
I am shocked.
It saved my back 1,000 swings of an axe and 1,000 swings of a hammer, you know, sledgehammer to split some wood. And I'm just sitting there just cranking away with 10 tons of pressure, splitting these big old logs like it's nothing, baby, just butter. I'm
DZ,
in love.
I haven't even been to Harbor. I haven't even been to IKEA yet, and I'm going to go to Harbor Freight first.
Well, we got to do both. What's we'll do both in the me? Same day, bro.
Well, my new thing that I tried, because we're talking about the when's the last time you tried something new.
Yeah.
You went on school tours and you tried out a new store, Harbor Freight. I tried out a place called Swoop, which is bungee exercising. It's wild. You're attached to a bungee cord, and then you boom jump, and then you pull back, back, and then you'd go to the floor. I mean, it was fun.
The boom jump sends it for me, but that's lit, because that's exactly what it is. It's a boom jump, exercise move, back down.
This place, SWOOP in West Dallas, that's where I went and tried a class with my friend, and it was so much fun. It was one of those bucket list check mark. Yeah, we took a class one or whatever, swoop one, the basic.
Intro to boop, swoop.
It was literally the intro, and we made a video and choreographed it and everything. It was fun. So that was my new thing, was I tried bungee working out, whatever it's called.
Was it like a bungee size?
I don't know what
Can
it's
we call
called.
It bungee size instead of jazzercise?
But boy, when I walked in there, you guys know I'm tall, right? Yeah, I'm like 5'11", you guys. I mean, I have a size 12 foot, okay? So I walk in, she goes, how much do you think you weigh, like one? Are you over 170? Like I went, girl, I am almost 6 feet tall. You better up it some more.
What size hardnesses do y'all have? And I'll tell you which one to grab me.
She was so afraid. I'm like, I've lost so much weight. Ask me how much I weigh. I'm not afraid of you.
It's not an easy question for anybody.
It's awkward because you're like, how much would you say you weigh?
What you think about a buck?
Well, this is an awkward question.
About a buck what?
But she didn't know. So anyway, that was my new thing, Swoop. All right. We want to know what the newest thing you tried was. What's something new you tried? And maybe you'll inspire others to try something new, right?
Yesterday inspired me to try, so I'm going to keep trying new stuff.
Yeah, I liked it. 414-533-1037. What's something new you've tried? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So, when is the last time you tried something new? That's what we're talking about. Inspired by DZ and I trying something new, which we already got into.
Look at us. We're active.
I know. trying new stuff is what gives me life at this age. I'm not going to lie.
No lie for real.
Life gets... The more life you live, it gets more boring, in my opinion.
Mundane.
It gets mundane because you live a lot of life and you're like, what now?
What do we do?
So, in trying new things keeps it fresh and interesting and healthy.
Yes. Yes, healthy. Very much so. Yep.
Healthy ways.
Healthy. Yes. Healthy ways new
to
things.
Get
yes.
that energy out.
That part.
Let's go to Greg in Delavan this morning. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
Morning, Greg. What's the word, man?
Good. What's something? Hey,
so yeah. Something new that I did within the last 3 months, I had to relate to what was said this morning. I guess the same girl that started school too, and it's the most intriguing, beautiful, and frustrating thing you can ever deal with.
Wait, your phone cut out right when you said what the new thing you did
I'm
was.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, the newest thing is getting my daughter in school, man.
That's what I thought.
And she's 4K, so I mean, it's frustrating, it's beautiful, and fun, you know? So,
okay, he's ahead of the game. He's in 4K with his youngin'.
Greg, what was your biggest challenge? Oh, no, he's cutting out.
My man.
She must have started in the fall.
Yep.
She must have started.
Just started.
Yeah, she did.
That's that Delavan. That Delavan phone. You're out there, man.
What a that boony line.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate the call, though, for real. Hey, 4K. Okay, so tell me, what's been the most exciting thing, though, so far, starting in the 4K with your kids?
Seeing how happy she is. I mean, she loves school. She loves it. And that's the one thing I have to be happy for her.
Because you're scared to send them, and then they
love
it, and then you're
every
happy.
Day.
Well,
you
hear these horror stories where parents are like, my kid was screaming bloody murder, getting out the car the whole time. And, but you worried about it, and then they go, you know, you go pick them up, and they're like, hey, what's up? Oh, it's time to go. Nope, I don't want to.
When your kids thrive at school, you're like, but then you realize you're a good parent because they're thriving.
100%. 100%.
Thank you, Greg. So, good point.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
You too,
man. Peace.
He was fun.
I like Greg.
Yeah, let's go to Hannah in Sheboygan next. Hi, Hannah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What's something new you've tried recently?
So I'm getting married in the summer.
Oh, congratulations.
Is this a new thing? Is marriage new?
You can propose.
Yeah, marriage is new.
Good, first
so
one.
So I have decided to go start working out, like actually putting in the time.
Good for you.
And we live in the country, so getting to like Planet Fitness and all those places is a little bit of a struggle.
Sure.
Let's be real. Unless I have a class to sign up for, I'm going to make an excuse to not go.
The motivation ain't there.
So
there.
So you set up a tractor pole. Is that what it was?
Right.
Hey, babe.
Hey, what did you do?
So I signed up for community ed, like a workout class.
Okay.
Which sounds really cool. And when I got there, I signed up with my mom, who's 48.
Uh-huh.
And we both got there, and we were the youngest people by 25 years.
Hey, yo. Okay, so you guys... They took a senior exercise course.
They went to, a senior slippers class on accident.
Yes, it was not advertised this way, but let me tell you, these people are a hoot. And if you have the opportunity to join a, community ed workout class, I'm sure you will be met with the same wonderful people.
Hannah, hold on. So you're saying, a park and rec, your rec department kind of thing? Is that what she's talking about?
Ankle weights and folding chairs, baby. We're doing seat workouts.
Oh, yeah. This takes me back to when I was, if you follow me on Insta, you probably saw this story when I was following my parent or at my parents in Florida in the summer, and the women, the old ladies were doing water aerobics at the outdoor pool, and they were out there going, and one, and two, and spread those legs.
Dang, what?
And in and out.
And
treat the old ladies in the pool.
And I'm like, what is happening?
Hold on, what? Hey, but you had a good time, Hannah. I know that part.
Oh, it was wonderful. And I will tell you, those people know how to get down, and they work out way better than I ever have.
Do you know why? Because the people still working out at 70, that's the us, that's the wild ones. That's the, they have too much energy people that are still living their lives, so they bet they probably are the most fun, and they've probably done the most naughty stuff in their life, but you at them as old, so you don't picture it, you know?
Hannah said, no lies detected.
Yep. The wild ones
she can vouch. And she says, take one of those classes. That's what she did for the first time.
Hannah, that was funny. Thank you for sharing.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, so I'm going to pull up the text, but let's go to the OG Lori this morning. Our girl.
OG.
Our bilingual girl.
OG. Buenos dias, mis queridas.
Buenos dias.
Oh, she said, good morning, my dears.
Hello.
So I've tried a lot of new in the past couple days.
What's something new, Lori? To fill us in, what are the few you've done? Let's hear this.
Well, I just had a birthday. We went to Lazo's Tacos, so that for me was new. And by the way, they have amazing food.
Cool.
And the other thing, my son got me a selection of coffees from Door County Coffee.
Oh.
And they were delicious.
Okay. I didn't know Door County did coffee.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, they have a Door County Coffee and Tea Company. They're located out of Sturgeon Bay.
Makes sense.
And then they also have a little cafe in Carlsville. But they have a variety of selections, flavors of coffee. And he got me the Highlander Grog, the Grasshopper, and the Peanut Butter Crunch. Lori, and, of course, I love Reese Cups, so that's my favorite.
The Peanut Butter Crunch.
Totally. So you've done a lot,
Plenty
Lori.
Plenty new. She really meant it.
Thank you for sharing, Lori. You're the best. And you know what? I'm going to read Carl from Indies next because he was with Lori when Carl texted in and said, the newest thing I tried out was driving to downtown Milwaukee to that 90s club to meet Allie back in September. And Lori
was there, too.
Lori was there.
That's right. Yep. Look at full circle, Carl.
I got a picture to prove it.
Yeah. Full circle,
You can't hide the evidence. I got pictures to prove it.
Cements it for life.
I've got pictures and videos, okay? Don't ever cross me.
Uh-oh.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, it's ironic that it's a parent-teacher conference problem because it's that time of year.
So is.
So that would make sense.
Wife just did all them parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, your wife. Yeah, third-grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't envy those teachers right now doing these conferences. It's bad enough you got to deal with the kids.
And I remember doing them as a kid, right? When we used to go as children. Tense. Right. That's why my palms get sweaty still to this day.
What's the problem on What Would DZ Do?
Well, have somebody write in and they got issues with their kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we're gonna keep them anonymous.
Okay,
call them Katrina.
It is about a kid.
Katrina.
Okay.
So Katrina wrote in, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, got problems with the youngin.
Okay.
Said my son's in eighth grade, going to ninth next year, and we recently had our parent-teacher conferences this week. To say I'm upset is an understatement. Now, I've watched him do his homework nightly, but when we got there to parent-teacher conferences, we found out from his teacher that he hasn't been turning in any homework and was about to fail. When we asked him where the homework was, he just kind of shrugged. Told us he doesn't really pay attention in class or take many notes. And the teacher told us that he will fail if he doesn't stop being lazy and trying. We have talked to him about his mental health and getting more support. And he says he's open to it, but overall, he's fine. Just doesn't like school. He's now in danger of failing. We're at a loss. Help! Katrina.
Oh, Katrina, I feel you in my soul.
I'm going to say Katrina and son.
I have one.
She feels like a lawnmower business.
I feel her because, you know, Hudson's my, I don't like school. It's nothing. It's just, I don't feel like doing it.
See,
Owen gets up and does it with spunk in his step even rock. When he doesn't want to. Yeah, you know? So I feel this a little bit when you have an unmotivated kid, mm-hmm. you know?
I don't know if it's the unmotivation.
What do you think?
I think it's a transitionary period, right? I think there's...
It is eighth grade. Middle school's tough.
Eighth to ninth, bro, things are going to get crazy. And maybe they're feeling that, right?
Well, that's the thing. You can't... Once you get to high school, it's over. You're screwing around now? Forget it.
It's a wrap. And when you got a teacher that's literally telling you they're about to fail, you go to parent-teacher conferences, and as a parent...
That would scare me.
It hurts you when you're at home watching your child do the work.
Yeah, where's the work?
Where's the work?
Where's the work? Where is the work?
Right?
What is he doing?
What's going on here?
That's crazy that you're watching him and he's not turning it in or what?
And I get the fear of maybe the work being wrong.
It might be that he doesn't know what he's doing, so he's just pretending to do homework kind of thing.
Well, and... If you're pretending, that's a problem.
That's a real problem.
The work's got to get done, because then you're just faking it and just going, yeah, I'm doing my homework. Oh, I'm done. Right? Like, no.
Honestly, you should fail. Dude, you don't know what the hell you're doing.
That's a lesson learned, you know? Yeah. And if that's what's happening, then really just got to be more at somebody's neck, Katrina. Really, like, just sit down with them. Make sure that work's getting done. And if the work isn't done, it's not acceptable. Yeah. It really isn't. Yeah. And there isn't a punishment of, like, you're not getting dinner, but you got to do the work, even if it's wrong. We're not here to just pacify these kids, right? But we're here to guide at the same time. If we're thinking the work's getting done and it's clearly not, then we gotta really make sure there's at least some answers on that paper, because something has to be turned in, and we gotta help the child understand that it doesn't matter if the work is wrong. You're gonna fail if you don't do it. The teacher can help you if you're doing it wrong. If you're not doing it at all, you will never have a chance.
Well, and he's not even taking notes.
That's
she said
bad.
He doesn't pay attention. So it sounds like this kid is doing literally nothing.
Nothing.
He's not turning in homework. It doesn't matter if he's doing it at home, because he's not turning it in, and he's not doing anything when he gets to school. And they've offered, counseling, it sounds like, kind of, or support?
Support, yeah.
He says he just doesn't like school.
Doesn't like school, and I get that.
So
you think
they need to just sit down with him every night and do the work?
I went through a point where I hate to say this, I did not like school for a period of time. It got really hard for me.
Yeah.
Not socially, but just academically.
Yeah.
It started to get challenging. And I reclused, right? Yeah. I went, oh man, well, I'm about to just suck at this.
And we never talk about that. We talk about kids being checked out mentally, but we don't talk about them just being checked out because they don't know the academics. We always think it's mental health, and sometimes it's just they don't know the subject material, or they don't get it, right?
And part of the problem I had is that with the language barrier at home, I couldn't get the actual
support
help I needed and support from my own parents. My parents are college educated and very intelligent individuals, but you throw a different language at them and they can't necessarily help me with the way I need help. The math that they learned is not the math I learned.
I can barely do my kids' math in English, okay?
And math is a whole other language on its own.
You don't even have to explain to me.
And whether it's about math, science, history, whatever, linguistics, it could all be challenging for a different student, right?
Yeah.
So we really need to focus on the kid in this scenario, because something's wrong with the school, home, and child dynamic. There's a triangle there. School, home, and the child. And the three points are
not intersecting.
They're not connecting.
They're not. There's a disconnect. You're right.
So if that means that the teacher and the parent need to be in daily conversations until we get this rectified, so be it. If this means that we need to go sit in a dang classroom, Katrina, so be it.
Totally.
And guess what? Unc DZ will pull up, and Unc Allie will too.
Honestly,
we will go and make sure these kids are in mode, because no. It is a pivotal time, and school is not going to get any easier.
That's good advice. Go sit in on a class. I bet the teacher would let you. If your kid's really doing nothing, ask to come sit in the class, and you expect them.
They'll let you.
I bet that would be a good solution, too.
And I'm sorry, it might need to be embarrassing to the child to get them to check in with their star player.
And that's kind of like where we're going with this. Like, you don't want to do your homework or pay attention. Mom's going to come to class with you, or dad's going to come to class with you until you do, and that is embarrassing.
But when I was a kid, all I needed was the threat of them coming into school for me to go, all right,
never mind. I'm actually with you on that.
All right. So Katrina might just need to threaten. You might not even need to do it. Just say, hey, if you ain't checking in, I'm going to clock in, and I'm going to be at school too, backpack ready.
For sure. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Well, I'm curious to see what people say. Katrina goes to her eighth graders parent-teacher conference with the father, and I don't know if they're together or not important, but it sounds like the kid is doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taken aback. Somebody said, it's embarrassing when we can't figure out our child's homework. We have to sign it. I've been there.
Like I said, even if the homework is wrong, something has to get done. We as parents, we can Google the answers and make sure we know what equals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we get somewhere close to somewhere the right answer, we're going to be all right, because we can hit the teachers up. Mm-hmm. We let our kids do their own thing sometimes and trust that they're doing the schoolwork. We need to be a little more hands-on if that's the case.
Somebody texted in and said, I started in third grade, I would constantly hand in incomplete homework and was going to fail everything. I would get grounded, yelled at. I had no excuse. My oldest sister was getting her master's in education, so I was tested for ADHD, and I had been on medicine. I've been on medicine ever since. So I don't know where I'd be without that discovery. Yeah, I mean, but you get these things in school now. There's support and psychologists and people that will recommend certain things.
And
so,
we could be honest, the academic traditional school system isn't necessarily for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids thrive more in the Montessori system. Some kids thrive in an online STEM school.
I thought about sending the boys to STEM schools in Waukesha at one point because they're more active, a little more active. No, nothing against the school they're in.
No.
I have ADHD children, and a little more movement might have been helpful for them, for their learning, neurodivergence.
You got to figure out what helps and what works.
Kids,
every kid ain't the same, and each child needs different attention.
At the end of the day, we all got to do stuff when we're adults and go to work and be grown-ups and do our stuff. And we all know that. 414-533-1037. This is a tough one. What do? Your kid's doing nothing at school. You find this out in the parent-teacher conference.
Let's get it. I know parents are going to pull up for this one.
Uh-huh.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Katrina wrote in. They were at their parent-teacher conference for their eighth grader and found out he's not doing anything. He's not turning in his work. He's not participating. And he says he just doesn't like school, and they're at a loss.
See, but he's also capping, because it's seeming like work's getting done.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina said, I watch him do homework nightly.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the homework that's being done at home?
He's not turning it in.
Not getting turned in at school.
Mm-hmm.
There's a disconnect.
A major disconnect. Absolutely.
Crazy.
Let's go to Erica and Cudahy first. Hi, Erica.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. We're doing good. What do you think Katrina should do about her son?
Okay, so after all the gentle parenting, the what's the problem? Is somebody bothering you?
Yep.
Is it the teacher? Is it the school?
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada.
Get past that. Yep. Uh-huh.
Right. Then, I don't know. I'm just old school. So, yeah, I'm sorry. There's a lot of things in this world I don't like to do either.
Yeah.
I don't want to wash your clothes.
Yep.
I don't want to get up to clean up the puke
from
the other kid.
I don't want to cook every night?
Get out of bed in the morning. There's a lot of things in this world I don't want to do. And guess what? I'm going to stop doing them and see how grand your life is after I stop doing all these things for you.
Hey,
well, that's the thing.
That's then,
shut it down at home.
And then if you don't do anything, you don't go anywhere in life. And if you think you're going to spend your life living on my couch, soaking up my Wi-Fi, and eating all my food, that's not going to happen either.
That's a valid point, though, because, what if the child is still just being able to kick it, do its own thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I believe in all the, make sure they're okay, make sure, like, because I know, like,
Yeah.
Other things can distract them from getting stuff done. But at the end of the day, this world
and can I say something we don't want to do.
Yep.
Checking out is a coping mechanism for some people where you pretend like it's not happening. I've done it with stuff where I've been like, I'm going to pretend like I don't have that bill. And guess what?
No, I don't.
And guess what? It does come back.
it's there.
Know what I'm talking about. We've all done stupid things where we pretended like it wasn't happening, but it always comes back. And that is a messed up coping skill. Procrastination is another way of putting it, but same thing. It's like just because you don't want to do it, you're pretending like it doesn't exist, and you can't do that. You know? You can't.
No, you really can't. The older you get, the less and less you're able to do
that. And you're going to fail, and they're not going to push you through.
My middle schooler was sitting next to me, and she was like, oh, well, he still has time to make up his grades. And I was like, he does. I was like, but that's not the problem. The problem is he don't want to do nothing.
That's the problem. And I love how this is now making you have talks with your own children in the car. I love this. This is great. So thanks for calling, Erica.
Oh, thanks for having me. Look, we're part of families.
Bye. You know what I'm saying? We out here part of morning conversations. Everybody do good in school today, kids.
Jamie's in Oak Creek. Let's see what she thinks Katrina should do. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
What do you think?
So I am this for outside perspective. Like this is my 11th year teaching middle school. So I can come from two different perspectives. Mm-hmm. So teacher perspective would be, first of all, is this a change in behavior? Is like, now that we're 2 months in,
is this a change
from the norm? So if it is, then I would be talking to other teachers, because guaranteed they have more than one teacher in eighth grade. They're shifting around. So is this a, like, so I'm a science teacher, so is this a science issue, or is this a child issue, first of all?
Is it one, was it one class, or is it all of them?
Is it all of them? So that would be one that I would ask to figure out, like, maybe it's just a teaching style. Maybe it's just, like, something that just needs to be tweaked.
Well,
like,
and you know what?
And what if it is focused on one, then? What would you say?
So then I would look at having a conversation with that specific teacher and the parent about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be not teacher-related at all, but just, like, the dynamics of that classroom.
Dynamics?
Like how the person teaches, where they sit.
Because I was going to say, part of my problem was I sat with friends, and I shouldn't have.
Well, some teaching methods are harder for kids.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Yep. So, like, but, or, like, you know, how, like, classroom management, teachers either have it or they don't. So, like, it could be a lot of, like, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. You know what? We get it.
You either have it or you don't.
So, basically, if it's one specific class, you say focus with the teacher and focus on that class. If it's overall, then...
I would start looking at, again, change in behavior or not. If they've been at the school for a while, you can go and talk to previous teachers. That's another route that I would go.
Find out.
Talk to support staff, like guidance counselors, things that, like, sometimes people have known those children longer than you have, because we're only, like, 2 months into the year.
Right.
So that would be, like, teacher side. Parent side, this one triggers me a little bit, because not knowing, like, either the teacher's not putting anything to their online grading system, or the parent's not looking at it. Because 2 months in, that shouldn't be a surprise that they are A, failing, or B, not doing
anything. She's saying they're not looking at stuff online, at the grades, or the checklist online.
Yeah.
Because I will say, when they update stuff online, I've had anywhere between, like, 90 and 100 students per year. Like, I can't send, like, daily notes home, like, hey, this child missed this day. However, my source of communication is, like, Infinite Campus or whatever system that they use.
Yeah, we have Infinite Campus.
To look at the online information. Yep.
So when the parent's looking at the grades and seeing things getting input, they can also go, okay, wait, I thought you did that at home.
And then email the teacher.
Because they put homework in. They put homework in, too? I'm looking to understand.
Yes.
Everything.
I don't know about homework.
Not just tests?
I think so. But when you're in eighth grade, too, they're definitely not calling the parents every day to be like, where's your homework, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, like, I think there's that disconnect. Like, I can't tell you how many parents call me or, like, email me and just say, hey, I talked to my child. They said they turned this in. Is this correct? And then I'll say yes or no, and usually it doesn't go well if I say no for the students, unfortunately. But it is what it is.
Yeah, it has to happen.
All right, we get it. So, okay.
Jamie laying it on.
She's a teacher. Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
And a parent.
And a parent.
On both sides.
For real, though. Appreciate your call, Jamie.
Yep, no problem. Have a good rest of your day.
That's, you too,
it's the double fecta, not the trifecta. Parent and teacher.
Double dub. I bet you she's on the way to work right now to deal with somebody.
That is some impressive stuff. We're out of time. I'm sorry. We cannot get to Stacy, but I see all of your texts. David texted in Maguanago and said, I have to work to pay my bills. A kid's job is to go to school, and they pay their rent through good grades and turning in their homework.
We might need to modify the way Katrina's parenting, things might need to go ahead and get changed around the household, y'all.
Tough love time.
Ooh-wee, sorry.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I don't know, but I'm a fan.
I don't either, because, listen, you're a fan when I talk
actually,
like this.
Actually, the low voice, you know what
it's
does.
It's better than me yelling.
Yeah. You know, sultry to start the morning.
Feels so unnatural.
I don't know. It's kind of how I talk at home.
We have business to get to, okay, on this show.
What up?
If you missed it, we now have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave DZ and I a voice message. And we love this because it's one of those we can go back and look at later if we miss it in the moment. And you just go on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
That's right.
And right when you go to the Listen Live, go to the Kiss, find 103. You have to put 103.7 Kiss FM. The search is so stupid. And you can tell them I said that. But you have to put 103.7 Kiss FM
to get there. And you will get there. Allie and DZ, you know who we are.
Yeah, and then when you are on our Listen Live page, it'll say, send us a voice message.
Little microphone icon right there next to the play button. You're going to be able to ahead.
Let's see what's in the box today. Here we go. Ruth in Milwaukee. Let's play this one. Here we go.
Ruth, a.k.a. Nana. I just want to say, keep doing your thing. I love listening to you when I'm doing Lyft. You most definitely get me through some of my shifts. So I just want to give you a shout out.
Wait, why not all the shifts? Why some of it? Hold on, Nana, Ruth, whatever you want to call yourself. Why not all the shifts?
I love that. I love that. She must have been listening to our show back in the afternoon because I can see she sent that yesterday afternoon.
Oh, so she was listening back on the Odyssey app, yep. Allie and DZ on demand, and sent us the voice. So you can just up here send us messages whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight, 2 a.m.
Oh, it looks like Carl, who listens in Indianapolis, sent us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Let's see.
Hey, Allie and DZ. I'm on break, but I just wanted to say that I'm just wondering if you actually received my packages this morning.
Pause.
And they came in yesterday, so I saw that for the USPS. So
he said pause.
He said open up my package.
Pretty darn good. I just will say that.
Pretty darn good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we do got to address this. I ain't going to lie.
We do, because I'm not going to lie. There are two unopened boxes in here, and this have to be from Carl.
You might as well make it three, because we still got that other box he sent us that we basically forgot about / ignored. And it wasn't on purpose, Carl.
We don't
love
deserve this type of love.
Stop sending us stuff, Carl, because I owe you some money. Don't send us stuff, Carl. We don't deserve you.
He sent more Grippo's chips from Indianapolis.
Carl, I take it all back. I love you.
All right, we're in.
Please never leave me.
Wait. What else is there? You did. I thought I was working out.
Yeah,
good.
Allie, you're looking weak over there. You need help. Hey, Allie, you need help over there. You need me to come open the box.
This tape. Oh, wait,
what else is in there?
What did he put? What are these?
What? Hold on. Let me see that. Hold on. Slide that my way. What
you
is
have
this?
So. Oh. He
oh
put
my goodness. This
three
man.
Three Musketeers. Carl.
This man loaded us out. Some of his favorites. He sent us a little care package. It wasn't just. Carl, we really don't deserve you, man. You're very nice. But you don't got to keep sending us stuff. We love you. We just love you, bruh.
You're so sweet.
You don't got to buy our love.
No, you don't. But we
accept. What's your Venmo?
We accept. No. We accept all gifts.
I'm going to send you five for the chips.
Stop it. No, we're not.
I'm going to tell Carl where the five is hidden in the studio.
Thank you. Carl, we really do appreciate you. Like, that was really nice. He sent us. You like those barbecue chips, and you can't get them here, huh?
When I say I have literally fallen in love with those chips.
The
Grippo's barbecue. Mm-hmm. Ever since he sent, I've been preaching the good word of them Grippo's to everybody that I've come across. My wife is obsessed. Carl, my wife thanks you.
Carl,
not even just me. My family thanks you.
We appreciate you for sure.
You keep our family barbecued up
for sure
on a Tuesday afternoon.
you want to let us know something like, hey, you guys, I sent you a package. Then go ahead and leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, like Carl did.
First, send us a package. Yeah. Then leave us the voicemail.
Amen. We're ready for Am I the Jerk. Are you ready?
Yeah, we are. Are you ready?
Well, it could have been, are we the jerks for getting boxes in the mail and leaving them unopened like dummies? That could have been the Am I the Jerk, but we've opened them now.
That's
we're
tomorrow.
Back.
That's tomorrow's Am I
we're
the
back.
Jerk.
We're back. Hit it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Definitely not anonymous.
No.
Because she starts it with, good morning, Allie and DZ. Hi, my name is Sarah.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Good morning,
so,
Sarah.
She's not wondering. She doesn't care.
Nope.
She said, I'm wondering if I'm the jerk for being an annoyed neighbor by barking dogs. Okay, to start, we had new neighbors. This is how she wrote it. Mm-hmm. To start, we had new neighbors move in next to us about 2 years ago. Our relationship started out decent with them as they have two kids the same ages as mine, and they're all friends.
Cool.
So over the last year, we've kept our distance from the parents. They're very nosy and always sending their kids over to our house, but saying no when mine want to go play with them.
Oh, that's weird.
But that's not the real issue. Well, damn it, Sarah. Well, yeah, why did
now
we
you
have
got
all that for nothing?
You got me thinking about that.
She said the nosy neighbors have two dogs that anytime they're outside, they bark at everything and nothing. And they're out the majority of the days, usually beginning around 5:30 a.m. even on the weekends.
That's early. Ooh, that's early.
It affects my sleep along with the rest of my household and my two younger kids. They make dog anti-bark devices that send high-pitched noises a certain amount of feet away to stop them. So I am considering, here it comes, I am considering getting one to stop them. I'm not the only neighbor who has mentioned their complaints about the dogs, but these aren't the neighbors that will take kindly to saying anything.
Oh.
So am I the jerk, here it comes, for buying a device to scare the crap out of their dogs to silence them and not to Sarah, the annoyed neighbor. Much love, she wrote at the end.
Well, much love, Sarah. This is an issue.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk because she wants them to stop. So she's going to do it without telling them that she's going to buy these devices that are questionable.
She's going to buy an anti-barking device, basically a high-pitched device
to torture the damn dog
that you put in your yard that when the dog barks, it emits this high-pitched frequency that annoys the dogs. Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, is it going to actually work?
I don't know.
If these dogs are barking at everything and nothing, are they also going to then bark at the high-pitched frequency when they hear it?
Mm.
Is it going to trigger some sense in them to go, arf, wee, arf, arf, what is that?
Is it, I don't know. I don't use any of this kind of stuff.
Man, I get that the neighbors slash ex-friends, whatever, are not going to be receptive to you going, bro, y'all dogs be barking.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is already complaining. But if it's outside, I mean,
I know. What are you supposed to do?
It's tough. Some people leave their dogs outside for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
5 a.m. is early. I don't know what quiet
now,
hours is.
Now, if you were putting your barking dogs outside at 5:30 and leaving them even on a weekend, now you just don't care about anybody. Now you're just being a jerk.
That
like,
is
that's
a lot.
That's like social skills 101. I don't get the dog in. It's kind of like when one of my kids is being loud and I go, the other one's sleeping. Have some awareness. Hello?
But then I go to the fact that it's a dog. That is their form of communication.
Know.
That is their language. That's how
True.
They're speaking. And they don't necessarily have a voice control to go, oh my goodness, it's so early. It's 5 a.m. Let me woof a little lower.
They're probably outside because they drive the family crazy.
Okay, but then you got to figure that out.
I agree.
It's bogus, and I'm leaning towards jerk because you're now affecting the dog.
Mm.
You're not addressing this person to person.
That's where my heart gets a little tingly inside. I want to say not the jerk. You're taking it into your own hands and dealing with it. But then,
right.
But then I actually think about the dog lover in me, the be natural. Don't use, I don't like things. I don't like the collars, the shock dogs. I know people use them all the time. Friends of mine use them. I don't like them. That's my
Some
personal
need them,
opinion.
Though.
Some
right. people need them.
And it's for safety. I get it.
Yep.
So it's a matter of how far you want to go, right?
And
I don't know what it's like for the dogs.
Is it a deterrent? Is it going to actually do? Is there something you could get that isn't going to emit a high-pitched frequency and maybe hurt the dog's ears?
Somebody texted in, said, not the jerk. They've been told by multiple people. And then right above that, it says, big jerk. She's just going to make them extra rowdy.
Got it. We're already torn. Perfect. The way I like
you
it.
You guys!
Are we dog lovers? You know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm also a sleep lover, though. That's the problem.
Hold on, though. I'm a kid lover. That doesn't mean I want a bad kid in my life.
Well,
get the hell out of here with that
part.
That's
why we're torn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't genuinely know.
Somebody said, I got that high frequency thing for my dogs, and one of the dogs was terrified of it, and it hid in the corner. I had to get rid of it. Well, you're going to find out real quick.
Ooh.
Oh. I don't want to scare the dog. Okay,
I'm curious. I'm sorry, yeah. But if it's going to actually help, cool. Maybe the fact that it's in your yard and not their yard will help because the dog will hear it at a distance and go, oh, I don't want that closer.
Well, Tyler in Milwaukee said, that device is not torture. Nowhere near torture. It's like hearing the old tube. You're not a dog. Can I be honest? You can't speak for a dog, dude. Nobody can.
Says who?
We don't know, okay?
You ain't seen Up?
All right, we will talk to you guys next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I feel like this one's going to be a good one when we get to the phones today because of the lineup we have.
Uh-huh.
The question for Am I the Jerk is Sarah, who did not shy away from sharing her name with the class.
No Christmas protection. She said it with a chest 10 toes.
Is she the jerk for buying a device to scare the neighbor's dogs to silence them? One of those that does the high pitch because the neighbor's dogs bark pretty much 5:30 a.m. till the end of the day.
Five to five.
She's had it.
Rough.
She's had it.
And so, she's got littles too.
Mm-hmm, which is even worse.
Yeah, but then you affecting the dogs instead of really like... talking to the neighbor like you should. Man, yeah. I'm torn.
Let's go with our girl in Racine this morning. One of our regulars, Amanda. Amanda. Girl, good one. You're vibing today.
Vibing.
So is Sarah the jerk for scaring the neighbor's dogs with the silencer thing?
So I'm going to say not the jerk. I actually think that's very creative, and I'm going to have to look into this because my dog is very annoying as well.
Amanda said,
she's annoying.
Send me the link. 2-for-1 purchase.
Amanda's like, I too do not care if I'm torturing the dogs. Just give me the link because I need peace and quiet.
Need silence.
But I will say, he is taking a chance now because like you guys were saying, this might make the dogs more upset.
Worse.
Mm-hmm. Just like my dogs used to chew up baseboards all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, we tried that lemon spray to stop her from doing that.
Oh.
She actually loved it and kept eating the baseboards even more. She's like, give me more lemon.
Yummy.
Great.
So you entice it in the wrong direction.
Exactly. Bella used to spray that stuff on things when she was a puppy.
Did Bella like it though?
No.
Well, exactly.
Oh, my dog's a character. So she was like, bring on more lemon. I'm like, oh, great. Like, here we go.
Loose screw dog for loose screw Amanda.
All right, you said not the jerk. Well,
I said not the jerk, but you're taking your chances.
She's
so.
Trying it. She's trying something.
Received, Amanda. Received. I can't wait to get to the next person.
Yeah, if you send me that link, I'll take it, though.
Send a bye, Amanda.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Unbelievable.
She says send the link.
Pull up Bella and Kenosha, because we know she's a dog lover, okay? I don't even want to. If Bella goes with Amanda on this, I'll be shocked.
Let's find out.
Bella!
Good morning.
Morning, fam.
All the regulars have become like friends. Did you hear your girl, Amanda? She just said not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Girl, I love you, but Sarah's the jerk.
Ooh.
A big old huge jerk.
We knew she was about to say jerk.
Bella's coming from the bathroom on the speakerphone right now. Are you on speaker somewhere? What is going on? Yes, you sound like you're in a bathroom.
No, maybe it's my Bluetooth. Hold on, let me
check it out.
It might be. Okay, the Bluetooth do get bathroom vibes
and
sometimes.
And DZ laughed because he knew what I was talking about.
I knew the break.
Is this better?
It is.
Now we hear your beautiful voice better, Bella. Okay. Yeah.
She just walked out the bathroom.
No, I was in the back hallway because the dogs were outside barking.
Conveniently enough.
Bella is the other neighbor.
Oh, Bella, they wrote in about you. Yep, got it. Yep.
Okay, so Bella, is Sarah the jerk if she gets this
100%
noise?
100%, yes.
Why?
So I have a little bit of knowledge about this, a.k.a. my barking dog. And I spoke to my vet about this particular device. And sure, it can work for some dogs. However, it could have the adverse effect, number one. Number two, that is a very high range. So that's going to be affecting other dogs that are either walking or in the neighborhood.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it could cause other animals to have problems. Yeah.
You're messing up nature. You're screwing up the ecosystem.
I was just about to say that. You're messing with the ecosystem by throwing frequencies out there like
100%.
That. 100%. Oh, snap.
But it can be harmful. So it's not one of those things you just want to do lightly. So, yeah, that's like a big jerk move, especially if you're doing it to scare them. Like, be an adult. Go have a conversation with them. If that doesn't work, call the community service officer. I don't know what to tell you, but don't take it out on the dog. It's not the dog's
fault. Anything without a voice, yeah.
I mean, but if it's a quick little $15 spent on Amazon to hopefully get a piece peace and quiet morning so my kids can sleep. Do we care if the dogs?
Well, yes, because now you heard all the risks you're taking from Bella. She gave you the risks and the what's going to happen. So
the whole block stops barking. Y'all are welcome.
Forget
nobody's
you,
dog barks no more.
Bella, I'm sorry. Have a great day.
Get a
ear plug. Bye, y'all.
Bye, Bella.
Look, I understand there's nothing worse than a barking dog and a neighbor, and it's affecting your kids and your sleep. I would lose it, too.
Bruh.
But they got to have a conversation at some point.
Our neighbor, they recently moved. We had neighbors across the way.
Yeah.
They had, like, these huge husky-type dogs, and they would bark all the time.
Ugh.
And the neighbors conveniently happened to leave their windows open for these dogs all the time.
And so then they would bark even more.
And even louder.
But now in Bayview, where people walk all the time.
Oh, and crazy how my dogs hear their dogs barking through the house, and they're going crazy because they think there's dogs outside of our house now encroaching on their territory.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, forget me if I want the bark collar.
Honestly, I have already.
For the neighbor.
Let's go to Colleen in Milwaukee, and she's going to be the tiebreaker. Hi, Colleen.
Morning, morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great. You're the one who's got to be the tiebreaker, though.
Big shoes, dog.
Is Sarah the jerk for getting this noise device to basically freak out the dog's neighbors?
Yep.
The neighbor's dog. You know what I meant. The neighbor's dog.
Wait,
sorry.
Did she say not the jerk?
No.
Not the jerk.
Ooh. Not the jerk.
Stand on it. Why? Why?
I have two dogs that bark like crazy, and if my neighbor wants to spend their own money to shut my dogs up, so be it.
Boom.
These guys are horrible.
That part, though. If you're going to spend the money, go ahead.
Unbelievable.
I'll plug it in my yard.
You know what, though? My dogs bark a lot, but the neighbor's the jerk because they're the people that leave the dogs out there all day barking. When my dogs start barking, I immediately bring them in the house.
That's actually
immediately.
Fair.
Well, that's why the jerk is the neighbor, not the dog.
No.
Yes.
For sure.
And my 7-year-old in the back seat said we just started this new thing with our dogs. We squirt our dogs when they bark, and it's actually been working really well.
Oh, like with water?
Yep. Yep.
Just freaks them out a little. Yeah, that's I support that. That's funny.
Yep. She said we say squirt, squirt, and now when they hear us even say squirt, squirt, they stop barking because they don't want to be squirted with the bottle.
It's positive reinforcement.
I support that.
And
that's
it's
just
not,
water.
And it's a startle. Yep. It's not like you're shocking the dog or affecting their hearing.
Mm-hmm. No, we've tried the shock collars and they were horrible.
Right.
So we will never ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
But if my neighbor wants to spend their money on shutting my dogs up, have at it.
Have at it. Hey, if it works, it works. Okay.
Thank you, Colleen. You have a great
day. Good
day.
You too, bye. And the youngin' too.
I'm going to say adopt, don't shop. That's my own personal PSA at the end of this. Not an ad, but should be.
Yeah, for real though.
My personal opinion. Okay, so we have got a women's small business on the way. Sorry, not the jerk.
We didn't even have the finale, did we?
I didn't
no.
go, and in conclusion.
And in conclusion,
I was thinking about how we were moving forward, but I guess I could read some of the text. Somebody texted in, boo. Oh, that's Bella and Kenosha.
Just Bella following up. Got it.
Somebody said, I would call the cops first. Most communities have noise ordinances, which includes a barking dog.
Mm. I guess depending on the time, there might be a noise complaint there that you can file, and then they at least won't be able to bring the dogs out till later.
This person must be listening on the Odyssey app because they're in Marshfield.
Marshfield?
It says Alexis in Marshfield. I love it when you guys sign your names. She says jerk in all caps.
Ugh.
Yeah, the results these devices have vary from dog to dog. I have one dog that is absolutely terrified of it, shakes hides, and will refuse to go anywhere. My other three are okay with it. So, yeah. Thanks, Alexis. You must be listening on the Odyssey app. We appreciate you.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, download it. You could always leave us a voice note, too. You just hit the microphone next to the Odyssey app thing.
That part. Okay, so we do have a women's small business coming in, the last one of the month.
Yeah.
This is the last Wednesday in October.
Is it really our last one?
And I'm excited to meet this woman. I've heard about her through a very good friend of mine, and I want to talk to her. So she'll be in after we give away the tickets.
The tickets. These tickets.
Macaulay Culkin was coming to town, aka Kevin McAllister. They're going to be doing a screening of Home Alone. It's a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin.
It's going to be fun. It's nostalgic or intimate, you're going to have a good time, sexy time or not.
So 414-533-1037. Are we doing caller 25 again in the spirit of Christmas?
It felt good, didn't it?
Let's go. I'm in. Caller 25. You're going to go hang out with Kevin McAllister.
Kevin!
Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
buenos dias. It's so appropriate you used buenos dias, even though we say it every single time.
All the time.
Because our women small business is in the studio this morning, and I'm excited to have her join us this morning. But first, let me just say, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee, housekeeping. Okay, now moving on.
Formalities out the way. Let's get back to business.
It is Women's Small Business Month in October, and this is the final Wednesday of the month. So far, we have had to join us Batter and Mac, which you have a new one in Bayview, and there's one in Menominee Falls.
They just put the sign up, the new Batter and Mac sign in the Bayview one. Shout out to them, bro. They're doing their thing.
They're doing their thing. Lemonade Lab.
Big news from them, too.
She's announced her second lemonade food truck is coming. Savannah made that announcement on the show.
And gonna slide to Sarasota for the summer to keep making that bag.
Mm-hmm. And then 4-1 Floral we had last week, which is a flower shop owned by Mikel. And she was awesome, right? She came in.
Who be doing those flower classes on Saturdays, in case you forgot. A little workshop you could pull up, do your own flower business, put together
things. Just make your own bouquet on Saturday mornings.
Build your bouquet on Saturday.
Build a bear, but cooler for adults.
But way cooler.
Yeah. So now today, finally, I learned about her through a friend of mine. A friend of mine went to the grand opening of her new business and said, I can't wait to train there.
Train where?
Exactly. Welcome from She-Wolf Boxing, Donna Gallardo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, and you know, DZ's Colombian, so this first question was, is it Donna or Donna?
And naturally, she was like, yeah, you know, it's Donna, but the Latinos say Donna, so we roll with it.
Donna, you grew up in Milwaukee?
I did, yes. Mm-hmm.
And have you always been a boxer?
I started boxing when I was 12 years old.
Okay, and then my friend who told me about She-Wolf Boxing said, this gym, DZ, is only for women.
Oh, so I'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Hey, I got questions still.
I was like, oh, now she's really coming in for Women's Small Business Month. So congrats on your new boxing gym.
Thank you.
Where is it located?
It's called Silver City District. Mm-hmm. So it's just east of the American Family Stadium.
Right near downtown.
Silver City Studios, kind of out in that way. Spearhead Conversations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, yeah.
Have you been on his podcast?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're about to be.
Well, don't worry about it. We're going to put you in contact, because something like this got to be talked about.
Yeah. Perfect. So Donna, my friend, said, I can't wait to start training at her gym. And she went to your grand opening. So congratulations. Is this your full-time job?
It is. Yes. Okay. I quit my corporate job back in July.
Wow.
Ooh. What was the corporate job before you decided to go all in?
I used to be an engineer.
Oh,
really? Oh, dang.
Go, girl. Hey,
big brain, heavy-handed. What now?
Damn. That's impressive. So she's an engineer and she can beat you up.
For real, though. She can engineer how to beat you down.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and I've never boxed, but I've done some kickboxing, you know, with like trainers, and it's fun. It gets your aggression out, you know?
At least I've been in a couple fights, you know?
Maybe not formal. At the gym, not in real life.
Yeah.
Shut up, DZ. It was one Brewers game when we played the Cubs. It was one game, okay? And I was 25. Leave me alone.
But had you had Donna, a.k.a. Donna, to teach you kind of the fundamentals, because I'm assuming that's what you guys get to work on at She-Wolf Boxing, right?
Yeah, tell us about the gym.
What do y'all cover as far as in the facility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of gyms that teach boxing through, like, fitness means and whatnot.
Okay.
But I really like to teach it from the fundamentals aspect.
Mm.
A lot of women just like to go in and hit bags. You know, sometimes they end up getting injured because they don't know how to hit properly.
Sure.
So we do spend a lot of time trying to hit the basics and make sure that everybody knows how to punch when they come into the door.
Turning the hand, keeping the wrist strong, hips with it.
I got to go get a technical lesson then from Donna at She-Wolf Boxing for sure.
So is it a stand and strike only facility, or you guys do groundwork at all?
What does that mean? Stand and strike?
I'll let the expert talk.
Explain.
Yeah, I mean, so boxing is standing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're referring to is probably like jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, right. Were you like in the more self-defense aspect of like groundwork, combat, you know, if somebody knocks you down, how to, you know, quickly stand, whatever, like self-defense
aspect. What type of classes are, I get it, yeah.
Or the stand and strike, where you're working more on like the core, the exercise, the fitness aspect.
Yeah, so some of our core classes being self-defense, our gym manager is a jiu-jitsu background. So she teaches from the ground. Okay. So you're covered in all bases.
Perfect, perfect. Because, yeah. You know, she-wolf boxing, right? You think it's boxing, stand and strike. Yep. That's not necessarily the case, especially when it comes to self-defense being geared towards women.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, man. Like, nobody wants to be caught out here not knowing what to do to defend themselves. And be like, hold on, we both got to stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, time out, guy. Let's stand up here real quick, right? So it's a genuine question. It was a real question. Yeah, that's all.
That's funny. You kill me. Well, we're talking to Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Milwaukee. She-Wolf MKE, you just opened your own boxing gym. And when I was looking, I'm following you on Instagram, and I saw you were teaching a bunch. It's all girls. So you were teaching a little girls' class.
Yes.
So I think that's cool if some of the parents out there have daughters, and that's a different type of activity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so just last year we started running summer camps, and now that we have this facility, we're able to bring in a schedule for the little girls.
Aww.
So Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays are dedicated to just them.
Yeah.
So we have the youth classes from 6 to 12, ages 6 to 12, and then we have the teenagers class following after from 5:30 to 6:20.
Mm.
How long do these classes go? I'm assuming it's a course, not like a one-off or open classes or open gyms, if you will.
Correct. They're on the schedule permanently. So
word.
The goal is to get these girls, and if they want to compete, like, we also do that. So we're training them.
That's so cool that they have so many different options. Like, do they want to train to be boxers? Mm-hmm. Do they want to do fitness? Mm-hmm. What level are you at? And the website is shewolfmke.com, right?
Correct, yes.
I'm on it right now, and I'm following you on Instagram, of course. So I was going to say, what made you decide that it was only females? Like, why only women at this gym? Because I support it. I just would love to hear your reasoning.
Yeah, and that's like the mission statement.
Just from my background, you know, I started when I was 12. And being that it's such a male-dominated sport.
Boxing?
Yes.
MMA, fighting in general.
I've come across a lot of women later in this age of life, and they don't want to be in a gym with a ton of men, right? Telling them what to do.
That's just
nature. And so
it's kind of the same how I have a female personal trainer.
Yeah.
And I told her the other day, I go, I don't mind being in these wacky stretching positions with you. This is why I have a female trainer.
It's comfort.
Comfort.
It's familiarity. Yeah. It's an understanding. Mm-hmm. And I say this as not a lady myself, but I get it. Yeah. I do get it 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So for a comfort feeling.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much,
Absolutely. Did you experience that a lot? When did you start boxing?
12.
12? Was
when
that
I was
it?
12, yep.
Wow.
All right. Now, maybe not an off-the-cuff question,
but
it does, you know, kind of inspire the thought of you classically trained as an engineer, but a boxing background.
Mm-hmm.
What made you go, you know what? I'm about to just quit the safety net that a lot of people have of a solid job, right? Solid career, and go all in on this boxing.
Yeah.
Did you start part-time and decided, you know what, I'm going to do this full-time? Did you just go up and go, you know what? No, I got to invest myself fully in this, and one day to the next. Talk to me about the evolution. Talk to me about the evolution of how you went from engineer to She-Wolf.
Because there are people that want to start businesses. There are people that want to start businesses who are going to be so inspired by you listening to this and don't know how to start or why,
know? That part.
That's fair. Yeah, so I was doing it part-time for 2.5 years before I got my facility. And I was just dabbling. Like, after work, I would meet up with the girls at the park, at the gym, and I would put on my mitts, and we would have like an hour session.
Hit the pads.
Yeah.
And from there, like, a community built, right? Like, it was word of mouth. Like, somebody would train with me, and then they would tell their friends.
And like now, how I found out about you, my friend wants to train and went to your grand opening. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And that's just so kind of how it goes.
So you created a demand, basically, and people said, no, you should do this all the time, ma. Not for real. But for real, though, when are you opening the gym?
Yeah, that's basically it.
And how old are you, Donna? You don't have to answer that, but I can't tell. She looks so young, but I can't tell if you're like 30 or 22.
I was going to say about 22.
Like, I can't tell.
I guess 22.
Or maybe, how old are you?
Well, thank you, but I'm 36.
Because she's in shape, see? That fitness keeps you young, okay?
And she beats you up if you think otherwise, too. Don't you dare.
Well, Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Boxing, thank you for coming in today. And, I mean, we could talk to her forever, I feel
Allie, Target Angelo, his daughter.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, Reed, they got a daughter, right?
We call him Target Angelo because he manages my Target in Brookfield, but he's one of DZ's best friends.
He's a boxer. Oh, okay. He's one of my guys.
I didn't know he was a boxer.
Boxer, wrestling, fight background. I'm talking about like skilled, you know, family, historically trained.
Last time I messed with Angelo.
For real though.
Jeez.
You're going to be seeing his daughter. I'm gonna just say that right now. We're going to get her in one of the kids' classes. Yeah. Something like, you know,
I love
God,
that.
God take care of the niece. And this immediately, the second you started talking, I thought women empowerment. I thought all of my nieces getting them in. And the first one, closest one is going to be Kalia. So you remember that name when you see the sign up on your class.
She'll be like, oh, it's Target Angelo's daughter.
That part.
So go to shewolfmke.com. You get more info or on social media. I'm following you as well on Instagram. And I'm just so impressed. Thank you for coming on the show today for Women's Small Business Month. Donna Gallardo just opened on like October 19th, right? You guys opened. So congratulations. This is huge.
Big.
Congratulations.
When's the next event? And when are the fellas able to at least come check the gym out?
Sorry.
So we are actually thinking about doing a co-ed class Thursday nights.
Okay.
Right? Do a different
couples class, something.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'd pull up with Aaron, bruh. For real.
Aaron's already beating you. Dude, Aaron's already. She's like 5 feet tall, by the way. Donna.
But if I can learn some of the moves she's learning, maybe I know how to avoid it. You know what I'm saying? Man, parry some of these bad boys. You know, Baba Wee, baby, Baba Wee. Stick a move, Baba Wee.
Well, that's cool. So you're thinking about doing a co-ed class, so that may be on the docket. That's cool.
Oh, too many questions to ask. Not enough time, dog.
Well, Donna, I'll be in. I'm going to try a class for sure at your gym.
Love that.
Or maybe a private boxing class so I don't embarrass myself, Donna. Would that be cool?
Absolutely. Whatever you want.
Don't let her lie to you. She's got hands.
I'm sure she does.
I've seen glimpses. She's got hands.
Me? Aggressive? Never.
No.
This is why I need Donna. She's going to help me channel that through boxing.
She-Wolf.
That's right.
Exactly. Thank you, She-Wolf Boxing. Can't wait to try a class. Thanks for coming in. 103.7 Kiss FM. I am officially dead yet alive because the voice messages we are getting from our listeners are killing me right now. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
App now. It's a new feature on the Listen Live page. Send a voice message. Oh, you guys are. I'll play more tomorrow. They're hysterical.
Y'all are funny.
Okay, we're talking about your vacations as a kid, and somebody texted in DZ and said, does camping count?
No.
Yes,
camping counts.
Camping is a family vacation, if that might be your once a year.
I was just in the backyard, though. I never went anywhere camping.
Well, that doesn't count, actually. If your dad just set up a tent or your mom just set up a tent, no.
Who? You mean me setting up my tent? Mm-mm. Yeah, no. Oh, so people really camped as a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Tiffany in Milwaukee texted in, and she said, we would do a family trip to the Dells every year. I bet that's a common one with my dad's side. In second grade, my parents, me and my sister, to Disney for a few days, then a Disney cruise in ninth. Jeez, and we went to Punta Cana.
Oh, okay. Now you got to flex on us? Bet.
In ninth grade? I didn't even leave the country till I was in my 20s.
I would beg to just go anywhere near water.
Get all y'all.
Why'd we do this to ourselves?
I'm just mad at my parents.
Jealous?
Jeez, go to Maggie and Economilock. Unbelievable.
Good morning, Maggie.
Hi there.
Did you have fancy trips, or what were your vacations as a kid?
Not really fancy trips. I mean, I grew up in a family of six, so we drove everywhere. I had three siblings, and We never flew because yep. too expensive to fly four kids and yeah. two parents. And Amen. So we always drove everywhere. But then as we got older, they started making us drive, and then it was miserable. And
miserable for who? Just yeah. for you?
What the hell?
They were loving it.
Come on.
I mean, I would do like 6-hour legs on the way to Florida. I'd be driving, and it was not
even
fun.
Worse.
And at that point, I was like, just got my driver's license, and they'd be like, okay, it's your turn to drive. And I'd be like, huh? No.
Panicking out there on the...
I'd be like, I don't have a license.
Out there on the beltway trying to just make it down to Miami.
I don't speak driving.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing, Maggie. You have a great
absolutely.
Day.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, growing up, times were rough. We would go camping, real camping, eat cereal with water, eat the fish we catch. Once every few years, maybe the Noah's Ark. But it made us who we are now. Now we go anywhere in the world. Aww.
Look at that, man. It inspired you to be a different individual.
Erin's in Racine. Let's pull her up next. Erin.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, fam.
We're talking about what your vacations were like as a kid. Jen in Whitewater said they went camping 3 times every summer at the state parks. Rarely left the state otherwise. Okay.
But that you got around, though. That's cool. I want to do the state parks
for
a camp.
Well, she said there were 4 kids, so cheap fun. Thanks, Jen. All right, Erin, what did you do as a kid growing up?
Well, I came from a family of 10 kids.
Nothing. Y'all did nothing. Got it.
We definitely, of course, had to go to Wisconsin. But my parents, what they did is that we would all get brand new outfits because heaven forbid they would take an entire clan out into the world looking like slobs. So we always got brand new outfits. So that was exciting. And my dad would at least like try to go big, like getting a pontoon boat. And, you know, we eventually started staying at the condos, which was like a huge deal and everything. And I think I didn't go on a plane until I was 16, 17, when I got to go to Vegas with my parents for a trade show event. And I thought it was the most
convention.
Amazing thing.
Yep, you go to work with your parents.
But that was the coolest vacation.
Exactly.
Totally.
It was so cool. I went with my oldest sister. And for years, not until I was like 21 did I go on a vacation that was actually to Disney
for
with the
yourself.
Family.
If the company's paying for the room, we're all sleeping in that room.
But don't tempt me. Listen.
Oh, man.
And the insane part, this is the insane part. What? Like, I was in 5th grade. My parents let the entire older half bring friends on vacation.
Oh,
yo, that is
there was literally like 15 people on vacations. So to this day, I still let my kids bring their friends too because that's how I grew up.
Because it's normal to you.
Once you got 10, what's 5 more to the mix? Honestly, don't really.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's just have them bring money for their food.
And
right?
then your kids are distracted with their friends. That was actually genius because then they take care of themselves and take care of each other.
Ooh,
yes, definitely.
Thanks for sharing, Erin.
You're welcome.
Great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Great to hear from you.
Jamie texted in, and what did she say here? She said, few trips to the Dells as a kid when I would visit my dad in one Florida trip. No other trips until I was in my 30s.
Adults.
Dang. And then somebody, Otito in Milwaukee said, went to Puerto Rico every summer for a month to visit family and went to Florida to Disney in a cruise. My niece and nephew, they go to Australia in the summer because their father's Australian.
He's
so they don't see his family if they don't go for like a month. It's the same thing. You go to Puerto Rico to see your family. They go and his family will come for a month and stay in New York with them. So
I ain't been in Colombia in so long. You can't go for just a week or two. You got to go for an extended period of time for real. And it's tough when you can't because it's not just going to a country. No, it's going to your home country.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. But man, think about it.
Yeah.
Even now as adults, Allie, even vacations we take, I don't still vacation just to go somewhere. I go somewhere with a purpose because we've got family there. The cruise that we took, it was because it was for friend's wedding. It was their bachelorette trip.
You've never just been like, let's take a vacation.
Let's just go.
It's hard when they're little.
Never. No, but we want to do those things.
I did all those things, and let me tell you a secret. My kids don't remember any of it, and it makes me angry to this day when I go, remember that trip to the Dells? And they go, no. And I go, fine.
I know they're not going to remember
it. Makes me mad.
We've acknowledged that these memories are
for
us.
But it's for you.
We want that.
Totally.
We want that.
Jamie's in St. Francis. Let's see what her vacations were like growing up. Hey, girl.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey.
What was it like for you?
Well, let me just start off with saying I come from, obviously, to a big family of 9 of us.
How is it obvious? And all you guys with these big families, I'm blown away,
I know.
Man. Wow. Go on.
Yeah. So anyways, my mom, she was basically, she was our only, our, you know, our caregiver. She's the only one who cared for us really growing up. So our trips were, we always went by my grandmother in Lake Geneva, and we would go to the little lake over there. We would go walk downtown. So that was like our little trips to Lake Geneva with my, you know, for my grandmother.
Get away.
I respect it, though. It's no different than going to the Dells.
No different.
It's no different.
Right.
I like
we
it.
We always went to the Dells, so it was nothing really the Dells. So, but Lake Geneva was probably the best, and seeing my grandma, who obviously isn't with us anymore, but that was probably our best and our trips we would take.
Mm. Holds a special place in your heart because of the fact that you went to see grandma, got to walk around the lake, cute little town.
Right.
And Lake Geneva's a cute lit little town, if you don't know, man. That's a honey hole for
it
real.
It is. Nice. It's beautiful.
So Lake Geneva was your big trip. Thanks,
yes,
thanks for
Lake
sharing
Lake Geneva
that.
Was our trip.
All right, Jamie, we appreciate you. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Tyler in Milwaukee, forget you. He said, I went to France for a field trip in fifth grade.
Tyler,
but as far as vacation, Six Flags was our summer fun trip. What?
Okay. Well, Tyler, it washes out. Because I was going to say, pull
what
up and
hell?
Fight me then, going to France.
What the hell? Carissa and Racine's last but not least. Carissa.
Good morning.
What were your vacations
Hi,
like?
Hi, LNDZ.
Hi. Tell us everything.
Share with the class.
Okay. So my, sorry. I've got a little allergy going.
She sounds like Let
me clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying.
So my family lives in California on my dad's side, but originally they're from the Philippines. So in the 90s, growing up, it would have been too expensive, and I think my parents would have gone crazy with three kids.
Yeah.
On a international flight. So we went to California sometimes every year, sometimes every other. And the nice thing is when you visit family, you save money because if they have enough room, you crash at their house.
That part.
Yep. That's what makes it cheaper. So, you stay with somebody you know, or they have a vacation through work and you stay in the hotel.
Because otherwise we wouldn't afford it, none of that.
That part.
So we all squished in a bedroom and made it work. But it was worth it because my uncle, on top of that, he was in the service, and so he got discounted Disney tickets.
Oh,
so
see,
I don't know.
Nice.
The finesse. Tell me we all didn't either know somebody or sit through one of them timeshare meetings just to get them free tickets.
Yes, and you know what else I sat through, by the way, as a kid? I just want to vent my trauma. Laying on an air mattress. And it wasn't even an air mattress. We didn't have air mattresses. A sleeping bag.
The cot?
A sleeping bag on the floor in a hotel room because I was the youngest. So there were two beds and my sister
right.
And then my dad went all night.
Getting stepped on when mom went to the bathroom.
The worst part of vacations.
Yeah. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I still have that Oreo cookie sleeping bag somewhere, DZ.
Did we?
Oreo cookie. Oh.
Did we all live the same lives?
Yes. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.